Voted by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks.
We want freedom!
We want freedom!
Protesters gathered outside the Chinese consulate in San Francisco today as President Biden held a high-stakes meeting with China's president. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
President Biden says the stakes are high.
Critical global challenges we face, from climate change to counter-narcotics to artificial intelligence, demand our joint efforts.
Through a translator, President Xi agreed the two nations must work together.
Turning their back on each other is not an option. It is unrealistic for one side to remodel the other, and conflict and confrontation has unbearable consequences for both sides.
President Biden later said on X the two leaders made real progress. Still, the FBI says China is the biggest threat to the U.S. Director Christopher Wray was on Capitol Hill.
I've been very consistent in saying that there is no country that presents a broader, more comprehensive threat to our economic security, our national security, our innovation than the Chinese government.
He says the FBI is also dealing with a spike in threats stemming from Israel's war with Hamas. Israeli troops did storm the hospital Hamas has been using as a command center today, but no signs of any hostages. The BBC's Orla Guerin talked with a surgeon there.
He certainly said that he would not be leaving the hospital. He would stay with his patients. He said that all of the medical staff who remain feel the same, but he said they would be willing and happy to be evacuated if they and their patients together could be brought safely to another place.
Fuel trucks are now being allowed into Gaza for the first time since the war started, but IDF is blocking them from reaching hospitals. Get ready to pay up to offload gifts you may not love this holiday season. Retail expert Neil Saunders says most retailers are ditching free returns.
The days when you could just use any retailer and all the returns were free and the consumer had to bear no cost and really not give much consideration to returns has gone.
And you'll want to avoid these dangerous toys.
On the list, King Triton's all-powerful trident from Little Mermaid. It's a three-pronged spear. What could possibly go wrong? They say Orbeez Seeds Rainbow are hot this year, but super dangerous for the little ones because they're tiny little round beads that kids can choke on. Also making the naughty list, the Splat Arbol Dude Perfect Blaster.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah, it's a gun that shoots out water balls. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
SpaceX just got cleared by the FAA to launch its Starship rocket on a second test flight as early as Friday. It's designed for missions to the moon and Mars. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is lifting lockdowns at state prisons in Waupun and Green Bay. Inmates have been confined to their cells for months because of safety worries and not enough guards. Inmates will soon get access to more prison programs, and some inmates in Waupun will be moved out. The governor says he's also keen on hiring more guards. Starting pay for those jobs went up to $33 an hour in the new state budget. More young people are taking part in Wisconsin's registered apprenticeship program than ever before. The paid training program combines on-the-job learning and education from technical colleges and private training centers. More than 16,000 apprentices are taking part. That's the highest number in the program's 112 years. Workforce development officials say the program is a way to bring job seekers and employers together. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 35 tonight, under mainly clear skies, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 64. 30 tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Our final Camp Randall live edition of the Coach's Show tonight as the Badgers get ready for their final regular season home game against Nebraska. Under the lights, 6:30 at Camp Randall Stadium. Senior night it will be, as 20 seniors will be recognized prior to the game. And it's always a part of that makes college football special. Days or nights like senior day, senior night, however you want to phrase it, as the Badgers take on Nebraska. We've always had assistance with Coach Fickell when we've done the live version, and that will continue on this final edition tonight. Casey Robach, you all remember him, right? Center on the back-to-back Big Ten championship team, same O-line with Mark Tauscher. Casey is the director of scouting currently with Badger football, so he'll join us at the bottom of the hour, and then I want to sit back and let those guys chop it up, because you and Case probably got some stories to tell.
Would hope so, yeah.
Not ones maybe we can talk about, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think we could probably pull a little bit of both. But it's kind of sad that this is the last show. I know, Coach, you love – this is your favorite part of the week, right? Coming here on a Wednesday, would you get to just
I think it's the other coach's favorite part of the week.
Oh, when you're
running out of there as they're continuing to finish up the film from practice, and they're probably like, thank God he's out of the – we can get some things done here now, so – but it's not that it's not my favorite as well.
It's a
combination of all of them.
Now, at Cincinnati, you did that, right? Some people know, but others don't. You did a show very similar to this, right?
We did it on Tuesday nights. Actually, it was originally on Thursday, which Thursday, if you know, is the one night that we try to get everybody out of here after practice and, like, go home and try to see your family for a little bit, maybe dinner or something like that. And then we had the radio show on Thursday night where then all of a sudden you don't get that chance. Or at that time, even get the Thursday nights was the time to go even see your kids, you know, practice or something. I'd pick the boys up at football or something like that. So we ended up switching it to a Tuesday night. But it was a little ways away, so it made me have to get out of the office a little bit earlier, too. And I think those guys enjoyed that as well.
Yeah, this is probably better for you, not better for your staff. We're just at one end of the stadium.
Very,
to the
very,
other.
Very convenient. Yeah. It's definitely a lot better.
And by the way, big crowd here tonight. Give yourself a round of applause here. That's awesome. All season long, people coming out, supporting Badger football, and we look forward to doing this again down the line. Still two guaranteed games, I think as you would put it, two guaranteed games left on the schedule with Nebraska and then Minnesota next week. That will kick off at 2:30. So I guess just start with the most basic of questions. The week so far, what have you seen this week getting ready for this final home game?
Well, obviously it's a tough time, but I think more than anything, the seniors are the guys that you kind of just put out in the forefront. I mean, this is the last opportunity to play in that stadium. I've told them, probably like Tausch would tell them, like, you'll never forget the last time you walk out of that stadium. And that's not going to be the last time they ever walk out of the stadium, but I mean, the last time you legitimately play a game on that field, you'll remember it for the rest of your life. And so everything that we do in this week is preparing for that, for those guys in particular. And, you know, we're always looking for things to continue to put in their heads to play for. And, you know, where we are right now with some tougher times, just trying to fight through, you know, the ups and the downs and the emotions. I've really thrown a lot of it onto the seniors. Like, this is their opportunity. You guys step up. You guys kind of communicate. But let's everything we do put in for these guys that have been here for 4 or 5 and some of these guys' cases 6 years.
How did we heard Hunter Waller's comments after the game, and you just said you kind of put it on the seniors. How have the guys responded this week as far as, you know, how things have played, which isn't up to what everybody was hoping for, but they know that it's senior day and you still have two games and still trying to – there's still things out there for this team. How has everybody responded so far?
They've done a great job, and that's the crazy thing is at times when you hit those rough patches, wherever you've been, you've always kind of seen – you know, you can kind of go in the locker room and you can see it, or you can see it on the practice field. You know, just guys start to get at each other, the emotions start to run. And I can tell you this, I told you it last week, it was one of the better Sundays we had had. And I just think that these guys do enjoy, they do love each other, they do work for each other. You know, so they went out there all week so far and have done a great job. And, you know, sometimes it's just the emotional roller coaster. Last Sunday, I think the excitement was that all of a sudden Tanner came out and said, to heck with this, I'm gonna give it everything I got. And, you know, started throwing balls last Sunday for the first time. And I think it kind of gave guys a spark. And so this week, that's kind of what I've been trying to, like, let's put these senior guys up in front, the, you know, the guys that have been here for 6 years. And hey, let's you guys understand what it means to these guys. I don't care who you are, whether you're a fourth-year guy, a third-year guy, a first-year guy. It means something different. And whatever you've got to do to dig deep, whatever personal things you got to put aside, whatever, you know, other things that are in your head, let's all rally to make sure that we can do this the right way for these guys.
We were talking earlier today, Luke, about, you know, somebody like Tanner Mordecai. He comes back 28 days after a broken hand. If it was up to him, he would have probably been 28 hours, you know, afterwards. It's the way, I mean, you've been around a lot of tough players. Obviously, that's the nature of your sport. Have you been around a quarterback any tougher or as tough as Mordecai, playing, coaching for?
I don't, to be honest with you, I don't think so, and I don't want to say that in spite of some of the guys that I've been around. This one, obviously, a little bit different and unique, and I think in the whole picture, meaning coming in here and you know, 8 months ago or 9 months ago and all that he has done, I told him, I think I met with him yesterday. I told him, I said, look, whatever happens in the next couple years for you, whatever, if you asked me, like, who would you hire? Like, I would tell you right now that no matter what, I would hire Tanner Mordecai. And somebody would say, like, for what, right? It doesn't matter. Like, you just know that you guys got business. Like, you would hire that guy. And you're like, well, he doesn't have a skill set. He's not a salesperson. He's not. It doesn't matter. Whatever he does, he's going to do well. He's got a passion for it. And he's proven that to me. So, yes, he's a very tough guy. I think sometimes in that position, you got to be smarter than even you are tough just to make sure you're putting yourself in the right situation. But there is probably nothing more that a guy could do in an 8-9 month period than what it is he has done.
You talked about last week, the Sunday practice. Were you surprised that the game started out the way that it did on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I had no idea. And I'm not saying, like, the thing that happened is once we gave up a big play or two, it just all of a sudden we, like, I don't know, it was the confidence level or something, and you just couldn't find a way to generate and get that momentum back. And I think that's what, you know, for me with a team, when you're struggling a little bit, when things aren't clicking, you got to find ways to create energy. And it happened the exact opposite. You know, mm-hmm. we do kick a field goal and things like that, but then all of a sudden we give up a big play based on, you know, maybe a blown coverage of some sorts, but then that momentum and energy kind of went the other direction. And when you're in those tough times, you got to find ways to be able to stop that and switch it and get it back going the other way. And last week, we that's something we obviously were not able to do.
You touched on the Sunday practice. Maybe this is kind of an in the weeds kind of question, but walk us through a Sunday. You, your staff, your players, what all goes into that?
Well, we were used to come in at like 10:30, something like that, get the thing graded and obviously meet at like noon. We've been coming in a little bit earlier, you know, just based on the situation. They get a text message about 6 a.m. on Sunday, meeting at 8 or 7 or whatever it is. But we get in there. We kind of break the film down, do everything we need to do. They don't come in. Our guys don't come in. They come in at probably about 1:30, check in the training room and things. And they lift, get a lift in. Most of the guys all that played in the game. And then at 3:30, we get together with the players. So we'll have a team meeting from 3:30 to 4. Go over a lot of the things from the game, and then, you know, then they basically have about an hour and a half to be with their coaches and watch and break it down and kind of put it to rest. And then we go out on the field for about an hour and 15 minutes, you know, and the thing we're going to do on Sunday is we're going to sweat, you know. So obviously sometimes guys don't feel like that, but the best thing you can do is kind of get out, get some of that lactic acid out, sweat a little bit, make some corrections, do some things on the field, compete a little bit, and then we get them out of there.
Taus, walk us through in Wisconsin, or even with the Packers, when a season was rough. Take us through that. You know, coaches can say certain things, but players, teammates, give us an idea of the dynamic of a locker room.
Yeah, I think you really get tested. You know, everybody loves playing when you're 10-1 and you get a chance to go to a Big Ten championship. It really comes back to the group and what you're going to. How you hold guys accountable. And it always comes – I think this whole idea of players-only meetings, and it's great. I think if you do more than one, trouble lies ahead because you can only – at some point, it's just white noise. And so it always comes back to, and I can remember, you know, our athletic director, Chris McIntosh, getting up after a really tough loss and said, you know, we came here to not play in, you know, the Gasparilla Bowl or whatever bowl. Nothing against those bowls, but we came to play in Rose Bowls, and that was the thing. And guys, just you need to have that leadership that will step up and say, hey, what we're doing isn't good enough, and you need to find that rallying cry to figure out how can we make things better. And it doesn't necessarily snap your fingers and it just turns overnight. It's a process to get to, and it always comes from the players. Coaches will always, and I'm sure Luke thinks the same way, coaches can guide and demand and do all this, but the great teams, the leadership always comes from the locker room. It doesn't come from the coaches. It's when the players take accountability and say, enough, we're going to move forward and we're going to do things a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, that's I feel the same way. I mean, I've been very fortunate in my playing, not even play as long, but in my coaching and playing career to, you know, probably not be in a lot of these situations, meaning that where you got to at some point in time have a rally. You got to have something that kind of changes the momentum of things. But ultimately, it doesn't matter whether it's a season where you had expectations of losing no games to a season where, hey, we're just trying to, you know, find a way to get better. It still is about leadership. It still is about the guys in that locker room. It still is the ability to withstand and be able to continue to push forward through those times. And nothing that a coach said to me or said to our team or I have said is going to really change. There's no Newt Rockne speech. And I told those guys that over and over and over again. We say things. We do things. We put things in front of them. We're honest with them. But ultimately, what they put into their head and what they believe, what their self-talk is going to be, is the only way that we're going to continue to grow and change. And, you know, we don't get me wrong now. As coaches, we believe me, we pound and try and think that we can, you know, get the things into their heads. But ultimately, when they walk out that door, it's going to be the things that they really, truly believe in their heart.
All right, we will take a break. Casey Robach will join us here in a little bit. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a Badger game this season. Four families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. Running out of time to do that, so you want to do that now. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. The Luke Fickell Show brought to you by Zimmerick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at zimmerickfishhatcheryroad.com. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Coach Fickell here. When I got to Madison, I was in the market for a new car, and my first call was Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. I needed a car with a lot of space, and the Zimbrick team made it easy every step of the way. I looked at Hondas, Hyundais, Buick, GMC, Genesis, and Infiniti. The key to their success is selection and one-stop shopping. Every day is game day at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. So take a page from my playbook, find your next new or used vehicle at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road or online at zimbrickfishhatcheryroad.com.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Now is your chance to be there when the Badgers take the field at Camp Randall Stadium for the final time this season. Celebrate Senior Day with Wisconsin football on November 18th by securing your tickets today. Don't wait. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Moist Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics as we continue with the Luke Fickell Show, Camp Randall Live Edition, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. It's hard to believe, you know, 24 years ago, almost to the day, it was a day kind of like today, like well into the 60s, sunshine. The day that
Sunsplash.
Oh, it was a sunsplash mid-November.
You know,
day.
It's a great Badger football day when Matt LePay comes on the radio and he brings out Sunsplash right out of the chute.
Won't be able to do that Saturday night.
Night splash, stargazing.
Yeah. Wisconsin over Iowa. Ron Dane sets the NCAA, which should still be the record, as we all know.
No, it is still the record.
It still is the record. But you had McIntosh and Tauscher as your tackles. Dave Costa, Bill Ferrario as your guards, and the current director of scouting for the Wisconsin Badgers football program. He was the center. Please welcome Casey Robach to the program here.
Thanks, Matt.
Good to have you. Good to talk to you.
Yeah. It's always great to be here.
So were you thinking, you're kind of busy these days, but you and Taos, would you like walk on the field today? It's like, did it feel like 1999? You know, beautiful day.
I didn't realize that the day – I had no clue.
It's all lost.
Yeah, I had no clue.
No, I don't think either of us had a clue. And I think both of us, just with knees and everything else, I don't think there's anything reminiscent of 1999 anymore compared to where we're at now.
Beautiful memories, though.
They've been hit in the head a lot.
Not have gone up.
No, I was redshirting. I missed coach by 1 year.
Yep. Was that Engler?
What was your go-to move? Like when you had a pass rush, were you a swim?
I was a nose guard.
No, I understand. But you're
pass
an athlete.
Rush.
But you were an athlete.
Oh, yeah.
You were
a damn good athlete. I would say it would be good if they all of a sudden messed up the protection and slid it to this guy named Big Daddy that
this
guy that I played next to.
Oh, you had Big Daddy Wilkinson.
Yeah, so
I remember, Casey, you've blocked Big Daddy a bunch.
Big Daddy in the NFL, probably.
Yeah, in the NFL.
Oh,
yeah.
My. I remember, like, you'd down block and you'd think, oh, most of these guys you can move a little bit, if any. And Big Daddy was not moving.
So that was my best move. Like, if they were going to mess up and slide the protection to him and then they turned the nose guard loose for a second there. Then,
they double-teamed Big Daddy and leave
it might have been
wide open to
actually
go.
Actually, probably a spin move, as athletic as I was. The quickness and
That was probably
my go-to. It's not a whole lot of spins at the nose guard position, but if they'd have let me slide out a little further, I'd have used it more.
Sounds like the scheme didn't fit what you were trying to do.
So, Case, your role, take us through, I don't know if there's such a thing as a typical day, but just pluck a day out of the week. What's it like for you?
You know, the typical day, I think, is just, you know, kind of churning through film. You know, I think watch as many kids as you can, you know, find guys that fit what we're trying to do here at Wisconsin. And then get in front of the coaches, find out if, you know, they're seeing the same thing I'm seeing, and then recruit the heck out of the kids. You know, I don't think every day is, you know, every day is different, which is kind of fun about this job. But it's a lot of relationship building, a lot of talent evaluation, and then a lot of phone time, a lot of computer time. You know, there's no like secret to it or anything of that, other than just grinding away, and kind of fits my mentality a lot of just, you know, who I've been in my whole life, and you know, just who's going to be the next great Badger.
Let's say there's a kid from Sturgeon Bay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to name any names. You love him. You take him to Fick and you take him to the staff.
Yeah.
And they don't think much of him. How does that conversation go?
You know, I think thankfully,
this is a free, fun, open forum. Yes.
Thankfully, that doesn't happen often.
Oh, okay. You guys are aligned.
Yeah, we're pretty aligned.
Okay.
But, you know, I think everybody's like, I stand on the table for this kid. You know, I think there's sometimes there's a little bit of that. But I think there's a lot of salesmanship in the guy that you think, like, you know, point out the traits that you really love. Give him a little background story. You know, if you say wrestler to Coach Fickell, he's like, oh, I love the kid already.
Quarterback. You know? He's a wrestler. Oh, bring him in.
I think the beautiful thing about what it is that they do is you want guys that have different opinions.
For sure.
You know, and you want guys that are able to speak their opinion and things that they see, because we could all watch the same film and see some different things, you know, and then there's uniqueness to based on where the guy's from that some people have connections to other places, to other people that can get the true inside scoop that – you know, that maybe you can't just get if you don't know where you are or who you're talking to. So I actually kind of sometimes challenge guys to have difference of opinions. I kind of put them and pit them against each other to see how convicted at times they are from what they've seen, what they know, what they've heard, or who they're trusting when they're listening to them.
Yeah, same thing with your staff, right? You don't want a bunch of yes people around.
No,
you want I'm guessing you like it when somebody pushes at you a little bit.
Yeah, if they're not convicted, then I don't get real fired up about a kid. They kid about it. It's easy to say, well, if he's a wrestler, then coach is going to like him or something. But there's got to be something that you have that you see that you really want. And there's times where I'm like, nah, you know what? I don't see it. I don't like him. But I'm not saying I don't. I just want to see how convicted they are and what they're seeing and what they believe in. And obviously Casey's in a different role because he doesn't get to maybe go out and see him at the schools and things like that. But he has such a great connection, you know, obviously an eye for what he's looking at. But even the guys in the region, he knows so many people that he can count on to give him some more insights than what you just see on film.
We obviously can't get into specifics, but in the state, from what you're hearing, is it on uptick, or is it, would you say, the talent level, the depth is okay, better than okay?
I think it's pretty normal right now. I don't think there's like an influx or anything like that. But, I mean, I think we're going to find a lot of really good offensive linemen, defensive linemen. You know, I think Wisconsin just kind of breeds those kind of guys. Obviously, you'll find every once in a while a skill position. But those are few and far between. I mean, we just live in a climate, in an area that – doesn't breed a lot of those kind of guys, you know. But and then you have your hot spots, right? You know kind of where good football is and stuff like that. Not to say that Leo Schinelli could pop up in the middle of nowhere, you know. But I think Wisconsin right now is just kind of what Wisconsin's been for a long time. I think getting through the COVID years and stuff like that kind of took a little hit on what football was. I think that's across America. But it's coming back strong, and I think the whole concussion thing that everybody freaked out about a number of years ago and stuff like that, you're seeing numbers coming up a little bit.
I never thought about that because I think whether it's, you know, the negative behind football for a while, mm-hmm. with the concussions or the COVID times, I think it affected a lot of areas different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And never quite thought about it like that because I wasn't here, and I'm just now seeing, you know, obviously the area in the last year or so about, you know, how many players, and we're always trying to evaluate how many Division I players have come out of the state over the last 20 years and things like that. But that's had an effect. I think I'm not just saying here, but I mean in general in a lot of ways, and I think in development. And I think the thing that I always challenge Casey, because I think the unique thing about our state in particular is I think you get a lot more guys that are developmental. And 100%. I think that's where you have to do a better job. You know, we have to do a better job making sure we can project what it is that a 205-pound, you know, 6'5" kid that, you know, maybe is playing 3 or 4 sports or does a lot of other things, that what are you going to project that he's going to be in a couple years? And that's not the easiest thing to do.
So how do you balance that? Because this is, you know, always been, you know, you developed a lot of guys that played with this new era of transfer portal, and I want to find somebody that I know can plug in next year compared to building the culture and having it. How do you make that balance?
It's not the easiest thing in the world, and each and every year right now that I think over the last 4 or 5 years, there's things through college in particular, college football, but college athletics that the kind of the end line just keeps kind of moving, and the target just keeps kind of moving, and it's more challenging to continue to build because of, you know, whether you say the transfer portal, whether you say NIL, whether you say these other options, they're all a part of the game. But I think it's evolving and creating some things that you got to figure out how you're going to manage all of them. What's going to be the next one? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But over the last 5 years, there's been a lot of that change that kind of gets you into that mode. Okay, now how do you do this? And how are you going to do this? Along with obviously the, you know, projecting and recruiting guys that, you know, whether he's a great player as he walks in the door and he doesn't get enough playing time, so he leaves, or he's that guy that, you know, that we've seen that, you know, has come in here and then all of a sudden in 3 years he's a completely different person.
Yeah, and I think the one thing that coach one thing that really got me fired up when coach first got here was he's like, we are still going to be a developmental team. You know, that's something that Wisconsin's been known for, right? Obviously, we're going to supplement with the transfer portal and stuff like that, but at the core of it, we're going to be a developmental team. You know, the one thing about where we live here is, you know, we're not playing football year-round, like Florida, Texas, you know, the southern states like that. So those kids are a little bit more advanced in their development. So, you know, the find the traits that are really good that you've seen before that have taken off. And then that's what you're looking for. And then projecting is the main thing.
That's what we're going to help work on here in the next few years. Not that we're going to go to or try to go to what they do in Florida or Texas, mm-hmm. but just even the ability to work with your guys more. Like, it's really restrictive here in the state, meaning that the high school football coaches really can't work with their guys outside of the season. And that does, you know, create a little bit less in the development of the things that they're doing. It really makes it harder to, you know, get to know and evaluate them when you can't see some of those things where you go down south or you even go to a little bit more the north, that they're allowing these kids to maybe have 10 days or their coaches to have 10 days where when you go see them in the spring, you're actually able to watch them run around and catch balls and do some things. And, you know, so all those things are part of continuing to evolve because this, you know, this game is growing and growing and growing. And we also don't want our kids to not have the opportunities because, you know, that, we don't want to take away from other sports, but mm-hmm. that they don't have opportunities to get better at what it is that they want. You know, I've got high school boys that think they want to continue to play the game of football. And I'm like, well, there's a lot more that you've got to do than just the 4 months. And it's not just weightlifting. I mean, there's a skill level in football that you are going to have to work at. If you can't do it with your coach, you're going to have to find other ways.
We will take a break. We're visiting with Casey Rabach as well as head coach Luke Fickell. The Coach Fickell Show brought to you by Zimmerich Fish Hatchery Road. We're back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them.
Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 35 tonight under mainly clear skies, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 64. 30 tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Rolling on with the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimmerich Fish Hatchery Road. Our final Camp Randall live edition of the Coach's Show. Badgers getting ready for Nebraska Saturday night, 6:30 at Camp Randall Stadium. We continue our visit with Casey Robach, the Badgers' director of scouting, and obviously a great offensive lineman here. 10-year NFL career with Baltimore and Washington. So Case, when did it strike you that this might be something that you would want to do, getting into this end of it?
You know, it's kind of crazy. When I retired in 2012, Nicole, my wife, and I moved back with the kids. You know, that was always our end plan. And I had my son Porter was, I think, 4 at the time. And everybody asked, like, how'd you get back into football? It was 4-year-old flag football. My wife went to, like, the parents' meeting and all that stuff, and I told her, like, I just want to be dad. I don't want anything to do with football. And she came back from the parents' meeting. She's like, they asked about coaching. I looked at her, and she's like, I told them, no, don't worry. Go to first practice. Still nothing going on. And standing there pacing up and down the sidelines, and Nicole looks at me. She's like, I'm sure they'll want you to. I'm like, I'm good. She finally walks away. And I don't know. It was like herding cats out there. It was like chaos and stuff like that. I'm like, all right, I'm in. And from there on, it's like I was full on. And from there, I started coaching anything and everything. Like I was coaching girls volleyball, girls soccer, basketball, boys basketball and stuff like that. And then ran into some of the personnel people at Green Bay, and they kind of said, you know, what you doing now? And I was always, you know, I'm good. I'm just, you know, living the retired life and stuff. And 2016, they talked me into doing an internship with them in their personnel department, and kind of fell in love with this, you know, finding talent and evaluating talent. And from there, it kind of snowballed. And 2019, Mac called me and said, hey, you realize you only have one credit left to get your degree. I'm like, yeah, I know. Do I really need it? He's like, what are you doing? Fought for a year to try to get it online. Couldn't do it. 2020, I'm sitting over at Engineering Hall as a 40-year-old senior.
Oh, my God, would that have been fun to watch? You sit in Engineering Hall.
Yeah.
It's one more class than you went to when you were playing.
But it got me reconnected with the Badger football. So, you know, Coach Rudolph was here and stuff like that. Yeah. He's always been a really good confidant of mine and stuff like that. And reached out to him and was like, hey, so I'm going to be on campus, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays every week. He's like, when are you going to be in the football offices? I'm like, I don't know, stop by whenever. So kind of snowballed into that. And obviously COVID happened. I got that class. I worked my butt off to try to get online all for a year. Went online.
Funny how that works.
It's funny how that works, right? So then, so it was just kind of crazy way of going back into football and stuff like that, but it all worked out and loving life right
so
now.
So you didn't like the coach that was coaching your 4- and 5-year-old. You didn't like the scheme that they had, and you said, I need to take over. Yeah. That's really what happened.
Kind of. <Yeah. laughs> I hate to say, because it's all parents out there, right? And they're like trying to run around with kids, and there's kids scattering, there's kids picking flowers in the you know, and but it was fun because you got reconnected with the game of football. And you know, to see the progress of even 4-year-olds from day one to week 8 was really enjoyable and like really self-gratifying. So from there, it was like, yeah, I'm full on. Let's do whatever.
All right, let's turn this around. Your Max plays, right? Mm-hmm. Your kids play. Can you, when you get the chance to do that, can you be a dad, or is there coach dad that maybe comes out when you're watching?
That's why I enjoyed to go to my daughter's volleyball, because I know nothing about it. So that's probably why my boys like to play basketball, because I know nothing about it.
Yeah.
No, I do. I mean, I probably get more frustrated. I don't look at the schemes of things. I might have a couple suggestions in my head.
I got a hunch you probably
yeah,
do.
But I don't say anything other than if they're not tough or not hustling. But I do kind of just like to be dead. You know, it's not as fun. And my wife says, what's your joy? Like, what do you relax and do? I said, well, I'd love to go watch my kids play. And my wife would be like, well, that's not real relaxing sometimes. I know, but it's something different that is not what you do 22 hours a day.
What's the car ride situation after a tough game with the kids? I've always battled with this with hockey. To me, it's always effort. It's effort. If there's good effort, because I don't know jack about hockey, so it's the same thing. But I'm always curious, like, how parents do that, because with my dad, it was, woo! I wanted to carpool with somebody else.
Oh, yeah. So that's the big thing with us. Like, they don't – sometimes they know if they didn't hustle enough, and they do not want to ride home with me. I think maybe 2 years ago, I took them to a basketball game, which I don't like basketball anyway, so it's kind of a little bit of a jab anyway. They played really poor. Like, they were lazy, I thought. So we got home. I told them they had to go shovel the driveway for the next 2.5-3 hours. It was like 10 o'clock at night. My wife's, what are they doing? I'm like, they're shoveling the driveway. It's ice. You can't shovel. I go, I don't care. They're out there until 10:30. I don't care. They were lazy. They didn't play hard. Did you guys win? I said, yeah, I think they won, but I don't.
It's a process, not results.
Exactly. So now they're all like, they want me to, like, the little guys play football now, and they're like, hey, you guys got to ride home with dad. Like, they're only 8 guys. I at least got to wait till they're 9 or 10 yeah. before I be really honest with them.
What do you do to Max?
I help coach baseball, hockey. The problem is I've never put skates on. So anytime I try to give any critique, which I usually don't, unless it's effort, he'll say, well, you don't even know how to skate. He's got a pretty good trump card there. Yeah, you're right. I don't. So I don't know what the hell I'm talking about either. So let's just move on with our lives.
So in the remaining minute or so, or a couple of minutes, you got any good Taos stories that are good for public?
Good Taos.
G-rated?
Oh, public.
Well.
G-rated, the guy, that's a tough one. I mean, I think like the craziest thing is like Tausch almost didn't come back for his senior year.
I know.
He did senior day twice.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Tausch was, I think you're going to Youngstown, weren't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, he was like leaving. And we just graduated Aaron Gibson, drafted in the first round, stuff like that. And the coach was looking around like, all right, who's going to be the next right tackle? And, well, Tausch is gone. We're like, wait, what? He still has eligibility left. And I think that was the craziest thing. Like, the guys are like, oh, well, yeah, but Tausch. And then 11-year NFL career and Super Bowl and nuts.
So was it really at the Kentucky Derby when the two assistants came down?
Did it get enhanced
a little bit?
Every story. Now that you're in the media, every story is enhanced, embellished, and hyperbolized. But, yeah, no, I did see the coaches down at the Kentucky Derby, and I think that got the ball rolling. But Jason Eck, who is, we played with, he was a GA in that kind of – that really springboarded the whole thing coming back.
And you were, for Luke's knowledge, you were going to go to Youngstown State and play for Jim
Tressel. So I went out there and spent a day with Jim Tressel, and they were doing one of the workouts that the guys did was you see the facilities now and you see what's going to happen with the new facility, and it's pretty awesome. Well, you go to Youngstown State, and there were literally players hauling jackhammered concrete out with wheelbarrows. That was their conditioning and workout. Because that's what they were doing. And I was thinking, son of a gun, man, I hope Wisconsin wants me back.
It did, and the rest is history. Case, appreciate it, man. Yeah, it's always great talking to you.
Yeah, definitely.
Give it up for Casey Raubach here. We will take a break. More of the Coach Fickell Show's coming up. Brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next newer used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"Where are you going? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Our remaining minutes with Coach Luke Fickell. Tonight's show, as always, brought to you by the great folks at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. 6:30, the kickoff on Saturday for the Badgers and Nebraska. It kind of brought me back. You're talking to Casey, recreating the weather that day when you guys, beat Iowa, won the league. Ron set the record, and no memory of it, or barely any memory of what the day was like. I always ask Mac about that. His memory touch was, win the game, do all the obligations, and then it was like the start of deer hunting season, so he had to get out of Dodge. He was going to go up and go deer hunting.
That doesn't surprise me.
No. For you, after that day?
Unfortunately, I was sick as a dog. There was no way I was missing the game.
The
No. Yeah, you can't. You don't get sick.
I
was running like a fever.
It was after the game.
No. This was before the game.
Oh. He played sick, though.
Yeah,
he
I battled. It was my Jordan game. That was my Jordan
That's
game.
That's right.
No, but it was – you want to reap the benefits and have a heck of a night out, but I just was completely dead tired after that game. But that was one of those games we actually put – more pressure on ourselves to make sure Ron got that. We kind of knew Iowa was struggling, and we knew we were better than them. So we had a hunch that was going to be the case, and Brooks got off to the good start, got the lead. But then they were putting 8 or 9. They were not going to want Ron to break it. And finally, when we did, it was like, all right, now we can celebrate.
Yeah, and it was. It was a day long for the fans, not for you because you were sick apparently,
sure.
But everybody else had a great time. Yep. How about Casey? I mean, he's a guy that, 10-year NFL career, he could – really be living a life of luxury, but he chooses to do this. So when you're going through this, that this dude really wants to do this, right?
Define luxury.
Yeah,
everybody's definition of luxury is different.
Well,
right?
And also I was gonna bust a little bit with Nicole, because the wives are — it's always funny when you're married and you're playing, everything's great, and all of a sudden you're around the house all the time. You're like, what the hell are you doing here? Go out and do something because you feel better about it, so you can sit back. But what I love about Casey is you can tell he is passionate about what he's doing. He obviously loves this program, and it's important to him. But he loves grinding on tape, and I think he loves this whole process. And you could have all the money in the world, if you're not doing something that you feel is meaningful, You can only golf so much. You can only fish so much that you still want to go do something. And I'm glad that Casey has figured it out.
Yeah, when I came here and I met him, and I'm like, what do you do? Like, literally, like, they don't get paid really. I mean, you sit in the office and watch film for, like, 10 hours a day. I mean, like, you're an All-American. Like, you should be in the face. You should be out front. You should be doing something. So I kind of said, hey, are you sure you want to do this? Because if you are, we want to try to move you up and do a lot more with you and make you much more visible. Like, I think for a couple of years, all he did was sit in the back there and grind through film and then, you know, present it to the coaches maybe. I'm like, you need to be talking to every kid that walks on this campus. You got to be one of the first people you meet and face just because everything that he does is passionate about this place. Mm-hmm. And so, I've got to know him for like 9 months now, but kind of that same thing. I said Tanner Mordecai before, I'd hire him no matter what, for whatever, whenever. I kind of feel the same way about Casey. Like, everything he's done has been unbelievably unselfish and for the bigger picture.
Probably a captain obvious question here, but for someone like him who's been in this program, I mean, for you, as you learn about how things work and all that, I would imagine he's a pretty good resource for you among other people.
He's right? So valuable. I mean, to me, like I said, when you're trying to continue to build and grow, you want to know how it's been done, because there is a blueprint, and that doesn't always mean a blueprint to what defense and what, but like a blueprint to what has been successful here, and a team with the past, a team with the future, but you got to understand and know those things. And there's nobody better, for me than to have a guy that actually lived it and has done it and can, give me a lot more perspective.
Couple of minutes left, perusing the notes, as Tausch always do, diligently looking, through the notes. But this is your 100th game coming up as a head coach. Does it? Yeah, you look surprised.
I have no idea. In the notes. This is the one that I know of. I don't. I had no idea.
No. Okay. You're very you don't like to go back to your first year at your previous stop, in terms of compare and contrast this to that. But did that make you better as a coach, maybe in some ways, going through the trials and tribulations?
Humbling experiences always make you better, right? And just sometimes it takes a while for you to realize it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, there's no doubt. I mean, it learned an incredible amount, not just about myself, not about leadership, about the people around me, but also, about our young men. And, so those experiences are unique, not the same. Mm-hmm. People try to say, I think everything that's in the moment is, for me, the most difficult thing, but it is definitely different in some of those ways. But there's things that you can reflect upon. I've had a couple. I said I didn't have many of these, but as you go back in 2011, mm-hmm. there's some eerie similarities, in just how some of the things have gone and are working out. So those things are all that you kind of reflect upon.
Yeah, keep punching. We know you will. Appreciate you doing this all season long. So let's give it up for Coach
Thank
Fickell
you.
Here.
Appreciate it.
Back to wrap things up on the Luke Fickell Show, brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. And I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the home finale against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Our final minute of the program. It does go fast. I mean, obviously, coaches are grinding. Players are grinding.
We're grinding.
Not so much.
We know that.
This show's been a lot of fun.
It has been. And I think even with, obviously, the season not going the way all of us here would hope it would, I just am thinking, man, it's November, last home game, and it always is the case, and that's why this is a great job, and that's why this whole organization and playing college football is great, but it's fleeting, and you tell people, make sure you enjoy it when it's here, because it goes quick.
Yeah, it does. As I say, the days are long, the years go fast, so for these guys, the 20 seniors, be recognized before the game, so please get there and help recognize those fine young men as they get ready to emerge from the tunnel one final time. 6:30 the kick against Nebraska. Our coverage will start at 4:30 along these Badger Network stations. By the way, we got Wisconsin basketball coming up on Friday night against Robert Morris. Tip time will be 6 at the Kohl Center. We will talk to you from Camp Randall on Saturday afternoon on the Badger Sports Network. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 34 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. High of 64 tomorrow. 30 tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented